Greetings, this is Dungeons & Devices, a podcast about role-playing games, computer games, technology, and various related topics. This is episode 2, Think Foam. In this episode, we'll be talking about Motorola's business-focused, or maybe I should say enterprise-focused, Android smartphone. I am your host, Leonard. Talking with me today is Atli from Iceland. Atli Jarl Martin is an Icelander. Since 2008, he has been self-employed, working mainly in the IT and AV tech fields, but he does like to take on all kinds of interesting projects. He has been a Lenovo insider since 2013 and an avid ThinkPad collector for way longer. He is also a father, a grandfather, a boyfriend. He is an educated butcher, but he has also driven trucks, managed a container yard, been a bartender, system administrator, and a farmhand, just to list a few things he has done. Atli has recently parked his iPhone 11 Pro for a Motorola ThinkPhone, which he is superbly impressed with, even though he's not a big fan of Android. Welcome, Atli.
Thank you, Leonard, my friend.
So I was thinking we could start with a general discussion of the phone and maybe some of its features and how you ended up getting one, and then we can dive into the more special features that make it a standout among other Android phones.
Right. So the last Android phone I had was the Nokia 8 Sirocco, which I unfortunately smashed at work down in the server room. But after that, I got the iPhone 11 Pro. It was small. It fit the pocket and was less danger of being smashed. So after serviced me for some 4 years, I really keen on getting the ThinkPhone, which was by then 7 months old, I think. So when I got it straight out of the box, it looks gorgeous and feels really good in the hand. Albeit it's a big larger than the iPhone 11 Pro, it fits my pocket just fine. And I was really quick getting used to it in my hand. It feels quite exquisite and elite. All the feel of it, the back cover, the metal, the casing on it, the glass is phenomenally responsive. Display, super bright. It gets used to how you set the brightness where you go. The auto brightness work really well once it gets used to your settings. But yeah, my experience with it hardware-wise has been excellent. It just got upgraded to Android 14, and I lost the functionality for my USB-C wired headphones, which I don't understand why, but probably something about the adapter. But as I say, Android has these little quirks that sometimes can annoy you. But overall, the hardware-wise, the phone is excellent.
And you mentioned that it just got the Android 14 update. And in fact, I have also been getting monthly updates to it quite regularly, I think.
Yeah, security updates every month. Yeah, like clockwork.
I have used Motorola phones before, and usually they don't get security updates every month. So I think this feature really caters to the target audience, which is enterprises.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand why the delay for the Android 14 upgrade was, because this is an enterprise phone, and upgrading as soon as the operating system was released is not to our liking.
Yeah, so obviously, if you look at the phone from the back, it's similar to the aesthetics of the ThinkPad line, and more specifically, I think the X1 Carbon line is what they are going for with the aesthetics.
Yeah, absolutely. I got this the carbon fiber weave on my X1 Extreme Generation 3, so it looks really cool beside it.
And also, if you have seen the ThinkPad, you know, the little red button in the middle of the keyboard, the track point knob.
Yep. I was very happy to see the red button on the ThinkPhone too. It's very aesthetically pleasing.
What does your red button do on the ThinkPhone?
I use one click to launch my bus app, which is quite handy, and a double click to launch the Ready4 applications.
I use the single click to launch ChatGPT.
Of course.
Actually, before I got the ThinkPhone, I was thinking beforehand or pondering what would be my choice for the shortcut button application be. What would I like to launch with it? Because there are so many apps that I use throughout the day, it felt like choosing just one will not do justice to the others, or it will not really help my workflow. But finally, I settled on ChatGPT because that I use throughout the day and quite a lot.
Yeah, but then you got all the gestures you can set up through the Motorola app, which is quite impressive, the features you can activate there.
Can you launch apps there as well with the gestures?
Yes, absolutely. Both by swiping, by multiple finger touches, you can configure that to your heart's content.
I only use the karate chop to turn on the flashlight.
Yeah, I do it too a lot. That's an excellent feature.
But now you also mentioned ReadyFor, which is, I think, a distinctive feature that Motorola has added to many of its phones. In other phones I have used, there were some limitations. For example, limitations on screen resolutions and such. And we'll go into why screen resolution matters with ReadyFor in a bit. And it is probably why you got the phone as well, right?
Absolutely. The connectivity with ThinkPad, I haven't used all of the features extensively, but I've tried them all. I use it mostly as a webcam, which I clip onto my ultrawide screen to my ThinkStation, which is very handy. It's so cool to have a webcam of this caliber just in your hand, which you can just clip onto your display and you're ready to go.
And just to tell everyone who's listening that it means that it's a wireless webcam, right? So you don't even need to connect it physically to the computer.
Nope. Just launch the app, clip it onto your display, and off you go. And you can choose which camera you use. So, of course, I use the main camera because the resolution is much better. You can set it to proof profile mode and everything. So it automatically blurs your background. It's quite useful.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Especially if you mentioned that you use it with a desktop. Those don't have built-in webcams.
Exactly.
ReadyFor has a feature called app streaming, where you can start an app on your mobile phone, but you actually see it on the screen of the computer. Have you used app streaming?
Yeah, I use it a lot because I have been recording some bass guitar recently. And I use a wireless mouse with the phone, which I've set up on a tripod. Then I get started just with the mouse, the video recording when I'm playing with my hands full. It's really handy. Just set it on 10 seconds delay, press go on the mouse, and you're good.
Yeah, that sounds really useful. I actually use many apps that are only mobile only, and there is no web version or there is no desktop version. And in this case, I would need to take out the phone to use them, but I can just turn on app streaming, and then I can use the app on my computer.
Yeah, like Bandcamp, for example.
Have you used the mobile desktop feature?
I've used the Android desktop a little bit. I was most curious about how the apps would stack within it on the ultrawide. But when I smashed it into full screen, it just went whoosh, 380, 40 times 1200 in an instant. That was really impressive.
Yeah, it can drive any display I have tried it with. It has no problem driving 4K displays and then just showing you the Android desktop.
Yeah. And everything was so smooth and flickerless, even though it's all wireless. It was really good.
You are also working in IT administration. Would you see that as a feature that you could set up for your users, that they don't have a computer anymore? They use a mobile desktop from a phone.
Absolutely. That's very viable now that you can run a virtual PC from Azure. So it's absolutely useful when you have just a phone. You can bring the whole office with you in your pocket.
Have you actually tried that?
No, I haven't had the opportunity yet. But at work, I have several people that are setting up virtual PCs, both for as users, but then also as technical PCs that are just run out of the cloud for special functions. So I'm very much looking forward to that transition and trying that system out.
And so the people would only have a phone as their device.
Absolutely, yeah. And a good network connection, then you just have your whole office in your pocket.
Yeah, well, and actually the phone has like a backup connection because you can use the mobile network or you can use your Wi-Fi.
Absolutely, yeah. But when you're working, like, let's say you log onto your Windows PC and Azure and you're working on quite a heavy Excel document, you need a sturdy connection. But it's a 5G phone, and I've managed to get up to 1300 megabits on it.
Yeah, that should be enough.
Yeah, that's absolutely no. That's faster than the Wi-Fi connection in the house.
We also tested that out with some development computers in the cloud, and it works perfectly when the connection is stable. The only problem we have found is that the developer machines are so specialized that when they are not available, the person just cannot do his or her job. The mobile desktop that is in the phone, you can use Office apps and write your emails and do other stuff while you're waiting for your cloud computer connection to come back. But for developers, this could be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you lose the connection, let's say for some minutes or half an hour or something, going through a tunnel, 4 hours taking a flight, as soon as you get the network connection back, you just resume your session. So that's no problem.
One thing I wanted to try out but never had a chance, do you know these mobile displays, like 14, 15-inch displays that Lenovo also has? How would those work with a Think phone?
I have the ThinkVision M15 mobile display, which is USB-C driven, and it works perfectly with the phone. Absolutely no issues, just plug and it's on.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
And plus the charger for the phone is 68 watts, so you can drive the whole gear, the phone and the display, through the mobile adapter.
Right. And also for those who don't know that much about Think Phone, you can connect Bluetooth accessories, so mouse, keyboard, to it. So basically you have like a small computer, and that it only has one USB-C connection is not limiting in any way, in my opinion.
No. I use it mostly with wireless accessories.
Have you tried the smart clipboard on it?
Yes, I did try it. I have not used it work-like, but I absolutely tried it as soon as I got the ready for suite fired up.
So what the smart clipboard does is that basically your computer and your phone will have the same clipboard. Whatever you copy in one, then you can paste it in the other one.
Instantly.
I found that very cool when I was like transferring text and data from the phone to the computer, because otherwise you have to send it to yourself or you have to save it to cloud storage, and now you can just put it on the clipboard and instantly it's available.
Yeah. How large was the text, for example, that you copied?
It was, I think, something like tens of thousands of characters, so quite long.
Yeah, I copied the whole 10-page Word document, and it was available instantly on the phone.
Yeah, I also tried it with pictures, and it worked just great with pictures as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Screenshots and other things.
Have you used presentations with the Think phone?
Yes, I have. In my workplace, I very often for conferences run the speakers ready room. There are quite many occasions that I have to test PowerPoint presentations for clients that don't have their PCs with them. They just have a Dropbox link or something on their phone. So I just download it on my phone and then open it and present it to them on my phone to the mobile display I have with me, so they can see the presenter mode and everything.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I would think that people who come without a computer, they could just come with their Think phone and just present from there directly. So
they can, yeah, absolutely. They can just step onto the podium, plug their Think phone into the podium, and off they go.
I'm looking at the list for Ready4 features. I think we covered most of them.
You have tested the Windows PC and Azure, right, on your phone?
Yes, I have indeed. First, actually, I tried the remote desktop connection app from the mobile desktop, but this didn't work really well. There were some problems with getting it full screen and getting to capture all the mouse and keyboard movements and input that I was giving it. But then, back in September 2023, an update came that added Windows 365 support to the Think phone. Before that, whenever you connected the Think phone to an external display, it would offer you three choices: a mobile desktop, TV, video chat, and game. And as it offered these choices for you on the display, the phone itself turned into a touchpad so you could control whatever device you hooked it up to. Now the September update added a new option, Windows 365. When you select this option, you will be required to sign in using your Entra ID, or previously Azure AD credentials, and it will fetch a list of cloud computers that you have associated with your account. If one of them is stopped, you can select to start them, because by default, these computers shut down at the end of the workday. And then you can connect to them and use them like you would a regular computer that you access remotely. And you also mentioned that the mobile desktop worked for you on the ultra-wide display perfectly. This also beautifully takes control of the entire screen.
That's beautiful.
And so even though it says Windows 365, you will be able to connect to any other similar technologies like the dev boxes, which are more developer-oriented in Azure. Those will also show up and you can connect to them as well.
Yes. That's what I gather too.
I am unaware if any other phone has native support for Windows 365, but the ThinkPhone does this very well. And I can very much imagine that if somebody doesn't have any special needs for hardware or equipment, something that needs to be hooked up directly to the computer, this could be a very good solution to have a mobile desktop that you can access from anywhere with just a keyboard and a display and a mouse hooked up to the phone.
Pretty much. If you are, like, let's say you just have a standard office laptop, you work on it like a home office, it's the web, it's office documents, it's email. You can pretty much do everything on the phone.
Certainly, today many people already use only a phone and they don't even have a home computer because they can do everything they want from the phone. And I see that technologies such what Ready4 offers and what is available in the ThinkPhone, you could actually have a home computer without needing to have a home computer if you access the mobile desktop. And for certain jobs that don't require any specialized equipment or notebooks, this could be your work computer, so only the phone.
And you have great battery life on the phone, so absolutely.
Yeah, I found that battery life is also excellent. And because of the USB-C, it's really easy to just use any power source at all, especially if you plug it into a display and then plug in the keyboard and mouse into the display or wirelessly, the display can also supply power. So one USB-C is all you need.
I've been using several of my ThinkPads with my mobile display and they drain really fast on it. The phone doesn't.
When you use the ThinkPhone with the mobile display, do you need to plug in the display to power or can the phone actually power the display as well?
It does power it itself, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds so cool. So there's also this media desktop or media player experience that the phone can provide. Have you tested that out?
In the phone, no, I haven't yet, no.
These are very interesting features and I think quite useful as well. I'm wondering if they will be rolled out to other Motorola phones, perhaps, or if we will see a successor to the ThinkPhone, maybe.
The high-end Motorola phone should be able to run the suite without any hassle, but you need a powerful phone for it. You need like a flagship phone.
So you also said about you testing the presentations with the phone. And I actually ran into a bit of a problem last week when I forgot my notebook charger when I was in a customer meeting. And I actually used the phone to do the presentation and then the notebook just to take notes because otherwise I would have run out of juice. Running a presentation from the phone really didn't like use up a lot of power.
It works like a charm.
It's a versatile tool, especially for somebody who works with computers a lot. It can do a lot of useful things for you.
Yeah, not only since we're talking about the Microsoft 365, like the ecosystem of it all, I upgraded my Google Drive to 2 terabytes, which is not really expensive because, of course, the Android system enables you to do a lot of things within the Google ecosystem. So I want those options available to me as well. And it handles those beautifully, just like the Microsoft 365.
I myself use it primarily with Microsoft services because of work reasons. So it's OneDrive for me as a storage solution. But obviously, I'm also signed to my Google account because it's an Android phone.
Exactly. So I thought I'd make use of it as well.
I think Samsung has a similar experience. They call it the Samsung DeX. It's not exactly the same as the feature set of Ready4, but I think it's pretty similar. I have never tried that one because I'm not really dealing with Samsung devices, not in my work anyway. What I have read about it, I think that the feature set of Ready 4 is a bit more rounded out. Also, I don't think Samsung has native support for Windows 365, but it's something I thought I would point out. Do you have any knowledge or experience with the Samsung solution?
No. My old boss is a Samsung Galaxy, let's say, fan, so he always gets the newest iteration of it. He works in the AV tech field as well. But I haven't heard him mention doing anything like we were talking about on the ThinkPhone. And he is a ThinkPadder as well, always has a ThinkPad.
I also vaguely remember that maybe Windows Phone offered something similar, not maybe a full desktop, but...
There was a full, it was something like the Windows S desktop. If you had the dock with the Lumia 920, then you got the full desktop with it.
Did you try it out back then?
No, I didn't get the dock because it was never available here in Iceland.
Okay.
Windows Phone wasn't really big here.
I don't know if it was big anywhere, sadly.
Sadly, yeah, I loved it. And that's exactly when the 950 XL came out. I remember in the Lenovo Insider group, we were talking about the ThinkPhone. It was time to get it then. It was back in 2013.
Well, we had to wait a bit longer to get our hands on the ThinkPhone.
Yeah, 10 years. But it was good when it finally came.
So it has been 10 years since the Nokia phones or Lumia phones offered such a service. And nowadays, here we have the ThinkPhone that we are talking about and maybe the Samsung solution. So it would seem that multiple manufacturers think that this could be the future of computing, where you have only a single device in your pocket, your phone, and it can handle everything. Depending on what devices you connect to it, it can act as several different devices. It can be your games console, it can be your work computer, or it can be your media player to watch movies with.
Well, I can see it definitely now. People are traveling around with just... the tablets now, just like a phone and an iPad, that's it, what they have. And now you have a phone which can basically do all of these things, and better even.
Well, I guess the whole tablet thing just took off because the phone screen was not big enough. But now that you can connect the phone to a bigger screen and it works, it could change the dynamics.
Yeah, and wirelessly as well, so that's not a problem anymore.
Now that we mentioned tablets or iPads, if you think about the iPad Pro or the iPad Air, which has the M series Apple chip inside, those can also use extended displays, so you can project them to a screen.
I have tried to hook my iPad, that's a 2021 model, to the projectors at work, but there's a copy protection on these Apple devices, which is absolutely horrible to work with in the field.
Do you mean the technology that is aimed to copy protect anything that is transferred through the wires?
Yes, the HDCP protocol, which blocks the signal. We have had to get the dongles that kind of strip the copy protection signal so we can actually use these devices now.
You obviously have more experience with different kind of devices and how they work together.
Yeah. Yeah, but as you see, all devices comes with pros and cons, but for the ThinkPhone, for example, there are very few cons I have with it. There are a couple of times it has frozen on me display-wise, but then I just soft reboot it and it's gone. But that's just like any other Android device I've ever had.
In the intro, we mentioned that previously you have been using an iPhone, but you have now transitioned to full-time using only the ThinkPhone as your primary device.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I couldn't have been kind of tinkering with it along with my iPhone. That wouldn't work.
So I think we covered all of the Ready 4 features of the ThinkPhone. These were the features that I wanted to go through with you because... these are obviously the features that elevate this phone above all other phones that I have been using.
Yeah, yeah.
The ThinkPhone also has the IP68 rating and has also these mil-spec standards that it got through. So these are similar tests and certifications that ThinkPads have. ThinkPads have been known to withstand almost everything you throw at them, be it water, dust, or forces. It just can go through everything. And there are many tests that Lenovo does to make sure that the ThinkPads can withstand a lot of things. And it would seem that this was also the design philosophy behind the ThinkPhone, so it should also withstand whatever you throw at it, water or whatnot.
Yeah, that's a big selling point, but I am not drowning it in water or anything just to test it. But yeah, it feels really solid. The only quirk I have about, or complaint I have about the ThinkPhone is there are so few like covers and accessories available for them.
Yeah, I ordered one glass protector for it, and it was the wrong size. And then I complained, and the company sent another one, which was, again, the wrong size. And it was, in their opinion, it was for the ThinkPhone, but obviously it was not. So I ended up ordering another brand, and that was like a fit. I don't know how they got like a whole stock of screen protectors that just wouldn't fit.
Do you have found somewhere like a protective shell for it other than the one that came with it?
Yeah, I actually ordered one. It's a transparent one. TPU, I think, is the material called. So it's soft and bendy, and it has these nice corners for protection. And I use that on the ThinkPhone mainly. I didn't really like the included cover because, first of all, it doesn't protect from all sides. And second of all, I don't really like the hard covers that much.
Yeah, and a little bit slippery. So I'm a little bit scared of it.
This one I ordered, the TPU one, has a real nice grip to it. So it's not slippery at all. It stays very well in the hand.
Yeah, sounds exactly what I need.
But I know that many reviewers said that they are just using it without any case because it should withstand it. But I don't feel comfortable.
No, not since I broke the 200 phones I had in the server room. So I'm being kind of careful with this one.
Well, I think we can wrap it up now. I will put up some links to reviews into the show notes. And I would like to thank you, Atli, for joining me today to talk about the ThinkPhone.
Thank you, Leonard. I loved talking to you about this phone. You absolutely, it was you who sold me the idea of getting one. So that's you to thank for it.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with the ThinkPhone right from the get-go. I mean, it looks like a ThinkPad. It borrows the aesthetics of the ThinkPad. And to top it all, it's an excellent phone. I use quite many Android devices, different devices, to test apps and web apps, and it's just something that I do. I'm not a phone reviewer, so I'm not reviewing phones for a living, but I think I can tell when a device is really good and stands out from the rest.
Yeah, and the usage scenario for it, it's basically what you can think of, it can do it, pretty much, within the IT field.
Yeah, it's an excellent phone.
Very nice.
You have been listening to episode 2 of Dungeons and Devices, a podcast about role-playing games, computer games, technology, gadgets, and gaming. I am your host, Leonard. Intro and outro music is Boss Battle from Celestial Aeon Project and Everroom. Dungeons and Devices releases new episodes every second Thursday. You can find this podcast in most podcasting apps, including Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or Amazon. If you would like to subscribe, go to dungeonsanddevices.com, where you can also join in on the discussions, or email us, podcast@dungeonsanddevices.com. Farewell until our next quest together.